from Quality Radio Productions. It's another edition of Sounds from the Global Village. Hello, everyone. My name is Jake Longwell. Thank you for joining me for another musical trip around the world. We'll open the program with selections from a 4-CD box set put out by Compact Disc Club. The album is called Colors, and it's a nice collection of world music featuring an eclectic mix of artists primarily from Africa, Latin America, and Europe. And we'll listen to a track from all 4 discs in this set, starting off with Ethiopian composer and multi-instrumentalist Mulatu Astatke, considered by many to be the father of what would come to be known as Ethio-Jazz, combining American jazz improvisation and instrumentation with traditional Ethiopian folk music. And we'll hear an instrumental from him called Yegele Tezeta.
Sucedió que en tu frío arribaste a mi puerta y en mi corazón de estío encontraste el calor. Te dejé mi costado de mujer a tu vera y mientras la noche afuera disfrazaba el temor. Qué sencillo es quererte, me decías bajito, y tu voz. boca me buscaba amor, escondites bajo el sol. Y quisiste quedarte y quemarte en mi hoguera. Me desesperó la espera, amor, se hizo hielo la pasión. Naufragios de sangre y sal. Dime si no te muerde la soledad. Sucedió que una noche de alacranes y estrellas me regalaste tu huella y con ella el adiós. Me dejaste palabras, esas versos y heridas, y ese sabor en mi vida es el sabor del dolor. Dime si aún me recuerdas en tus naufragios de sangre y sal. Dime si no te muerde la soledad. Apareciste en mi puerta, ya cansado de soñar, y en mis brazos de hoguera declinaron tus ojos, y tu sombra y mi sombra, amor, se adentraron en el mar, y tu sombra y mi sombra, amor, se perdieron en el mar. Sodoma, Baba, Eva Crenchine, Ametro.
Amen. Che cos'è l'amore? Chi va al vento? Chi sferza il suo lamento sulla ghiaia del viale del tramonto? Alla maca gelata che ha perso il suo gazebo? Guaire alla stagione andata all'ombra del lampione San Susì. Che cos'è l'amore? Chi vive alla porta, alla guardarobiera nera e al suo romanzo rosa, che sfoglia senza posa al saluto riverente del peruviano dondolante che chi nel capo all'ustro della settima polare. Ai permette signorina, sono il re della cantina, volteggio tutto crocco sotto i lumi dell'arco di San Rocco. Ma s'appoggi pure volentieri fino all'alba livida di bruma che ci asciuga e ci consuma. Che cos'è l'amore? È un sasso nella scarpa che punge il passo lento di bolero con l'amazzone straniera. Stringere per finta un'estranea cavaliera, il rito d'ogni sera perso al caldo dei pua di San Susì. Che cos'è l'amore? È la ramona che entra in campo, è come una vaiassa, colpo grosso te la muove e te la squassa. Hai tacchi alti e il culo basso, la panza nuda e si dimena, scuote la testa da invasata col consesso dell'amica sua fidata. Ah, e permette signorina, sono il re della cantina, vampiro nella vigna, sottrattore nella cucina. Son monarca e son boemio, se questa è la miseria mi ci tuffo con dignità da re. Che cos'è l'amore? È un indirizzo sul comò, un posto d'oltremare che è lontano solo prima d'arrivare. Partita sei partita e mi trovo ricacciato mio malgrado nel girone antico qui dannato tra gli inferi dei bar. Che cos'è l'amore? È quello che rimane da spartirsi e litigarsi nel setaccio della penultima ora. Qualche star da ravarino mi permetto di salvare al suo destino dalla rullo ghiacciata degli immigrati accesi della banda San Susì. Ah, e permette signorina, sono il re della cantina, vampiro nella vigna, sottratto nella cucina. Son monarca e son boemio, se questa è la miseria mi ci tuffo con dignità da re. Signorina, sono il re della cantina, volteggio tutto crocco sotto i lumi dell'arco di San Rocco. Son monarca e son boemio, se questa è la miseria mi ci tuffo con dignità da re.
Selections from the 4-CD box set Colors. It was put out by the Compact Disc Club in 2006. The last piece you heard was from Italian singer-songwriter Vinicio Capossela, who cites American singer-songwriter Tom Waits and traditional folk music from Italy's Campania region as some of his biggest influences. We heard C'è cos'è l'amor. Before that, Goran Bregovic from Bosnia-Herzegovina in the former Yugoslavia, one of the biggest names to come out of the Balkans musically in the past half century. He's best known for his music that he composed for films of Emir Kusturica, including Time of the Gypsies, Arizona Dream, and Underground. We listened to his ensemble and the piece Ederlezi. Prior to that, songstress Monica Molina from Spain, the daughter of singer-songwriter Antonio Molina. She's also an actress in addition to her singing career. And we listened to a piece with a bit of influence from neighboring Portugal and the Fado tradition there. It was called Pequeño Fado, or Little Fado. And we began the set with some Ethiopian jazz from Mulatu Astatke, and the piece Yegele Tezeta, all from the compilation Colors, a nice 4-CD world music sampler. We'll begin this set of Sounds from the Global Village with music featuring the dutar. The dutar is a two-stringed, long-necked lute found in Central Asia, so it's native to such countries as Iran and Afghanistan. And we will be listening to an Afghan musician. His name is Aziz Herawi, and the album Master of Afghani Lutes, released on the Arhuli label. The track we will hear is part of a 5-part suite of pieces based on an Afghan rag called Rag Bairu. It's a medley of Kaharva and Dadra.
was awake to a when man. Even wako willy to a when man. Even wako to a when man. I'm going to
A beautiful piece from Australian Aboriginal musician and singer Jeffrey Gurumul Yunupingu. He's a member of the Gumaj clan of the Yolngu tribe, residing on Elko Island off Australia's Northern Territory. He sings in various Yolngu languages and occasionally in English. Jeffrey's abilities as a singer and instrumentalist have earned him rave reviews, not only in Australia, but worldwide. But his abilities as a singer and a musician are not the only remarkable things about this man. Jeffrey was born completely blind and has never relied on the use of Braille or a guide dog or a white cane. Very impressive indeed. We listened to a track called Marandil. It's from his album on the Australian Skinny Fish label called Gurumul. Most of his music tells stories about the Yolngu people and their land. Before that, from Cameroon, Karese Fotso, and a track from her album on the French Contre-Jour label, Motek. The album translates as Believe. She sings in 8 different languages on this release. Initially, her father wanted her to pursue a career in biochemistry, of all things, but she ultimately chose to pursue her first love, singing. She wants to make music that promotes unity and harmony. We listen to the opening track, Te Wavwan Nema, from Karese Fotso, and the album Motek. And we began the set with Aziz Harawawi on the dutar, two-stringed lute. He also plays the rabab on other tracks. And he was joined there by Ghulam Adaskan on tabla, a medley of 2 pieces as part of the Nagama suite, based on Rag Bairu. We listened to Kaharva and Dadra, respectively, recorded in performance in Concord, California in 1992. And the album is Master of Afghani Lutes. You are listening to Sounds from the Global Village. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch with the program, the best way to do that is by email. Our address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. Again, qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. We'll begin our final set for the hour with a track from Kenya and some classic sounds from 1977. This is from a compilation called Kenya Special from the Soundway label. It's subtitled Selected East African Recordings from the 1970s and 80s. We'll listen to music from Imbiri Young Stars, and one can definitely hear the influence of American disco on this track. This is 1977, after all. And the piece we'll be listening to is called Indiri Endanogyo Niwe.
Last year at
but home I never sold. He kept beside me all the way, resolved to have his will. And by and by, we lost our way at the backwood in East Hill. And when we got to
Rounding out the hour with a bit of New Age music, steeped in Chinese musical traditions, from Taiwanese flutist Ken Yang. From an album called Meet the Sky, we heard Cherry Flower Rain. Before that, music from Scottish singer and songwriter Emily Smith. From her fifth album, Echoes, released in 2014, it's 10 traditional Scottish folk songs arranged in such a way that the tunes almost have a bit of a modern country sound to them. In fact, one review of the album I read said that the album was equally steeped in Scottish tradition and the modern sounds of Nashville. I'd say that was a great description for this music. We listen to the opening track, Riri Hills, from Emily Smith. Before that, some distinctively Mexican sounds from Mariachi Los Camperos de Naticano, from their album Fiesta en México, an album which was co-produced by, believe it or not, Linda Ronstadt. And we listened to their rendition of the traditional tune Tres Días, or 3 days, and some disco-influenced sounds from the late 70s from Kenya, from Imbiri Young Stars, the track Indiri Endanogyo Niue. Look for that on the album Kenya Special, a compilation of classic music from that East African nation. And that's going to wrap it up for this hour of Sounds from the Global Village. I'm Jake Longwell. Thank you for your company. Do join me again for another musical trip around the world. Sounds from the Global Village is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.